come all year long or all the semester long. In fact, say a special welcome to anyone who might be here for the first time. But here's the Israelites. They have been rescued out of Egypt. Huge story. Maybe that's one of the better known stories in all of Scripture. They've arrived at Mount Sinai. A lot happens at Mount Sinai. It's been 44 days. It's hard to get exact, but the best estimate is about 44 days in the wilderness from the time they were rescued out of Egypt to the time they got to Mount Sinai. And now the 56th day. Okay, so they've been at Mount Sinai for 12 days, and now this section of Scripture, chapter 24, brings us into what's going on with Moses and getting up on the mountain. Just another perspective on this to kind of keep us glued into what's going on. What are these people facing, this 2+ million people? What are they facing? And overall, they're going to spend 1 year, 1 month, and 1 week in the desert from Egypt to Canaan. Okay, it's a long time, and it's especially long if you're just out in the desert. There's nothing familiar. There's nothing. There's no real comforts. There's no houses. God's providing in every way, but just kind of put that in context, and then I think that helps us understand a little bit of how unheard of some of these things are, and even this passage that we're in tonight is maybe something that we just read past on a routine basis as we're reading through Scripture, but I want us to focus our attention on something really foundational. So here's the question. Imagine that God invited you into His presence up on the mountain. Imagine that you are entering into the presence of God, and you're overwhelmed. You're a little bit intimidated. There's a lot of unknown for Moses and for some of the other leaders. This is unheard of. God has revealed Himself in the pillar of cloud during the day and fire at night. They're aware of His presence, but now there's this invitation to the top of the mountain. Let me read Exodus 24, 1 through 7. And we'll try to glean some basic principles on submission out of this text. He said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You're to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him." When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." And Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning, built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half the blood and put it in the bowls. The other half he sprinkled on the altar. And then he took the book of the covenant and he read it to the people. And they responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." I want to just reemphasize a couple of verses. Look back again at verse 3. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." And then look at verse 7 again. He took the book of the covenant, read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." And there's another verse earlier that we didn't read, but in chapter 19, a very similar setting, it says in verses 7 and 8, it says, "Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. And the people all together responded, 'We will do everything the Lord has said.'" Now, consider submission. I want to encourage you tonight. I want to inspire you, to challenge you to consider just the simple, basic, foundational idea of submission. Maybe it's so familiar to us as followers of Christ that we miss it sometimes on a day-to-day basis. I want to ask that God would just challenge all of us, and that we would be willing to take a similar step that the Israelites did. Think about that. The Israelites responded, "We'll do everything the Lord has said. We'll obey." Wow. And you may know the details of the story. You may know the rest of the story. You may understand that there were days ahead where there would be great victories, and there would be days ahead where there would be some disappointing failures. We see that. It's up and down. And if you look at this and say, yeah, whatever, they didn't mean it, then you don't understand yourself. Because you're just like them. We're just like them. What pleases God is that we would submit to Him today with that intention, yes, of fully submitting to Him the rest of our lives. But if we have this attitude that says, well, if you're not going to keep it, then why try? Then every one of us should be condemned, shouldn't we? No, let's look at the inspirational side of this. It's encouraging. Everyone said, we're going to do it. We're going to obey. Everything the Lord has said, we'll do. Now, we're not camped at the foot of Mount Sinai, although some of you probably wish you were. Some of you indeed are glad you're not. But really, the invitation that God gave to Moses is really ours. God invites us into His presence. It's different than it was then. God said to Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders, said, no, you guys hang out there. The rest of the people, you guys hang out back there. Only Moses can come into my presence. See, that's changed. Through Christ, every single one of us has been invited into the presence of God. Wow. I mean, what would it be like to be invited into the presence of God? Well, he's doing that in our lives now. How close to God would you like to get? Have you ever thought about that? How close to God would you like to get? Do you think Nadab and Abihu and the other guys, you know, I'm glad he left us back here. It's scary. When we walk into the presence of God, it can be humbling. Not scary in the sense that He's going to harm us, but scary in the sense that He is so holy and different from us. So there's that idea. The posture of honest, genuine submission is our challenge. It's what God calls us to. In Christ, we face the same challenge every day. Those of us who are walking with Christ, we're faced with the same challenge of submission. Simple, basic, foundational submission. So let me just kind of give a picture, a biblical picture of submission. I'm going to say, first of all, submission is essential. Maybe that's a no-brainer, but we need to say it. It is essential. Anything less than submission is unacceptable before the Lord. That's true for everyone. That's why we have pictures of Bridge City up there. That's true for every nation, tribe, language, tongue, people group, ethnicity, city, geopolitical country. Everywhere, all over the globe, we're all called to submission. And anything less is unacceptable. It's essential. And it's really not optional, even though we realize and understand that it's a volitional decision we have to make. But in the big story, it's really not optional, is it? It's really not. The way the Israelites would respond to this is critical. It's going to impact their future. And I celebrate when I read this passage. I know the rest of the story. I know they're going to wander in the desert for another 40 years after they get to Canaan. I know. But I celebrate when I hear them say, yes, When Moses reads the word of God to them and their heart yells out and says, yes, we'll do it. We will obey. I celebrate that. Matthew 10, 32 and 33, Jesus says, whoever acknowledges me before men, I'll acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. Whoever disowns me before men, I'll disown before my Father in heaven. It's essential. Submission, really, it's not viable to deny it, to reject submission. Submission is also inclusive. I don't know if you caught that, but man, they said everything. They said all that the Lord has done, all that the Lord has said, everything he said, all the commands, we'll do them. It was simple. It was inclusive. There were no points of negotiation. You know, I mean, this is a summary passage, by the way. This is a summary passage. Because it would have taken Moses a long time to write this stuff down. Okay? Right? I mean, and it just says he did it in a verse. It would have taken a long time. There's a lot that he wrote down. There's a lot that the Lord gave him up on the mountain. And they didn't say, well, we'll take that one, but I'm going to think about this one. And we'll take this one, but no way on that one. It's inclusive. It's everything. It's no option. Everything goes with it. It's like Paul saying, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. It's all. It's absolute inclusive submission and surrender. And there is a comparison. Compared to the greatness, the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. Whatever the cost, whatever the sacrifice, whatever it would take to say yes to it all, compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, everything else is rubbish. Paul said. But it's a challenge. Submission isn't necessarily, as simple and basic as it is life-changing. I'll say one other thing. It's not only essential and inclusive, but it's immediate. Did you catch that? Man, Moses comes down off the mountain, reads the word, and they immediately respond. They don't say, you know, let me pray about that. Let me take some time and talk to my family. Let me get some counsel from some wise folks. They don't. It was spontaneous. Submission is immediate. It's now. There's no room for waiting. We'll do all that the Lord has commanded. We will obey. No hesitation, no delay, no escape clauses. Simple. That's where we have to start. That's where we have to start. It's immediate. Okay, so let me just offer this right here in the middle of the message. I probably haven't said anything that you didn't already intuitively know. You probably could have even said it better than I have. No surprises in this message. But the question here in terms of response, where are we in the posture of responding to this foundational, essential, inclusive, immediate expectation from the Lord? Where are we? Are you willing? Are you willing to declare that enthusiastically, with eagerness, inclusively? It's where we start. Ladies and gentlemen, it's where we start. If our response is to push a pause button and take some time to think about it, we missed it. That's tough, isn't it? But that's really the hand that God deals us. He says, this isn't an opportunity for you to consider other options. So that's a powerful thing. Now, there are some folks here tonight who have been considering maybe for a long time, and they've been pondering, they've really been giving honest consideration to the ultimate submission, and that is they understand they've got to give their life to Christ. They've got to repent. Maybe that's you tonight. And you've been weighing it. You've been kind of arguing with God in your own silent heart. You've been considering what that would mean, how it would change your life. You've been considering how important it is. You understand the eternity that's involved. You understand the ownership that's involved. You're starting to get that. But in reality, tonight, the word would be submit. Submit immediately. Give your life to Christ. That's the first thing you've got to do. Jesus, I am dead. I know I'm standing up here and I'm breathing, but I'm dead. I've come to understand how dead I am outside of Christ. I can't do this. Jesus, I need forgiveness. I need to be cleansed. I've tried everything I can. I've tried to be a good guy. I've tried to follow the rules. I keep falling short. I can't follow the rules. I can't even live up to my own standards. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I repent. I'm willing to stop where I'm going and turn around and come to you and let you take over my life. You're the only one who can. That's the initial, ultimate, immediate submission, that if you've never taken that step, it doesn't matter what everybody else in the room may think about you. If you've never taken that step, it's essential. It's essential. Apart from that, Jesus in his own words says you stand condemned already. It's a horrifying thought. So the ultimate submission is to give your life to Christ. And then from day to day, everyone else in this room who's trusted Christ, it's not a one-time thing, is it? No. No, it's every day. It's every day. It's a willingness. It's a posture. It's a determination that says, I'm going to trust and I'm going to submit. I'm going to walk with him in submission every day of my life. Now, one more thing. Besides the fact that it's essential and inclusive and immediate, there's another interesting point here. It's also corporate. Did you catch that? This is in the plural language. We will obey. We'll do everything the Lord has commanded. This is important. It was unanimous. We don't catch any debate going on among them. At that point in the life of Israel, God brought them to the point at the foot of Mount Sinai where they said, we, as a people, as the people of God, will obey everything the Lord has commanded. We're together in this. They responded with one voice. Chapter 24, verse 3. The people responded together in chapter 19, verse 8. You know what? We need each other. We do. We need each other. In addition to making that individual, personal commitment of submission to the Lord, and trusting him for salvation, and from that point on, the rest of our lives, never arguing with him, but simply obeying his word. In addition to that, we've got to do that in a corporate sense. It's a beautiful thing when it happens. Challenge needs to be able to stand together with one voice and say, this is who we are. This is who we are. We're people who've committed ourselves, who've submitted ourselves to God. And we're going to hold on to each other. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to pray for each other. It's family. It's community. It's what the body of Christ looks like. That's a beautiful thing. We've got to personally submit, but we also have to join with others in this collective submission as a ministry. So again, imagine being invited into the presence of God. imagine that. Here's how David put it in Psalm 16:11. He said, "You'll show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Imagine entering into the presence of God. Revelation 15, I know that's the last book of the Bible, but you know it quotes Moses? Did you know that? Revelation 15, 3 and 4 says, "And they sang the song of Moses and of the Lamb." This is how the Israelites, this is what Moses sang. He said, "Great and marvelous are your works, are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed." What happens when we're called in the presence of God? There's a unique pleasure. There's a joy. There's worship. There's something you will never experience, even as a follower of Christ, if you don't submit to His authority, to His leadership, to His presence in your life. How close to God would you like to get? Daily submission, enthusiastic submission, exclusive, inclusive, essential submission, as well as collective. In a sense, it was certainly unheard of for Israel. It was. This was critical. It's a critical point in the history of Israel. It was unheard of. It's unheard of here today in our world in the year 2019 too. It's rare when people will take that stand, when ministries will take that stand, when churches will take that stand and said, "We are all in. We're not consumers. We're not just showing up. We're not seeing what we can get out of it. No, we're here. We're in. And we're letting God do whatever He wants in us and for us." I want to challenge you with that. Would you bow your head just in silence right now? I want to ask you to have a brief, silent conversation with God. And the question that I want you to answer is, will you respond the way the people of Israel did? Will you say, "I will do everything the Lord has said. I will obey"? God, we are a people who need to individually and corporately declare that same loyalty, that same commitment to submit ourselves to your authority. God, help us tonight, every one of us, to walk out of this place with a resolve that says, "God, I will do everything you command, everything you say. I will not try to negotiate with you. I'll obey you every time. I'll submit to you." God, help us. Help us, God, to taste and see how delicious, how much joy that will bring to our lives. God, help us to enter into your presence. And I pray this in Jesus' name.